Thank you.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you. I apologize for keeping you a little late.
Well, we knew where you were and could understand why you would want to go over there.
Well, they had a job for the Senate was a little party the Democrats were for Mike Mansfield. And I didn't want to make it partisan, so I asked Dirksen if he, if their party didn't begin until the last 7, I asked Dirksen if he would be by his office, and he had all his revote by his office, so I went by there and visited with him 15, 20 minutes, and went over, and then they made me wait until they sat down and make them a little speech about Mansfield. And so,
Thank you very much.
Carl?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Lou and I are here. The speaker asked me to call you. He thinks we ought to get together with you a few minutes.
You want to do it tonight or in the morning?
In the morning. The Senate leadership and Hale, the speaker, and I.
Would you like to have breakfast?
Be fine with me. I don't know. The speaker's at the voice, and would you have somebody call in?
Why don't I? You just bring who you want to, and I'll. How many will be? 5, 6?
Well, have you got somebody to notify Mike and Humphrey?
Well,
we need to talk about this foreign aid bill, about where we are and what we can do on the thing. That's all we need.
Well, now, do you think I ought to call it, or do you think you all ought to just get together and come down here? I don't want to be interfering. That's my point.
Well, maybe it might look a little
better if you all just. You just tell whoever you want to, and
we can get them ready by.
Why don't you just get them together anytime you want to tomorrow, and we'll work it in.
All right, fine.
I just want to make it as available just soon. I'm available anytime you are.
Okay, sir.
And you just tell me what you want to do, and I'll do it.
All right.
Is that okay?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All right.
Whiting.